State Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy spoke at a police memorial service this week in what may be one of his last official acts in his role before Governor Andrew Cuomo announces a new running mate for the 2014 elections. Several Rochester news outlets are reporting that Duffy has already submitted notice to the governor that he will not seek re-election in November. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, Duffy, who's publicly been Cuomo's biggest cheerleader, may have become disenchanted with the job as New York's number two elected official.
The most public role of Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy, the former police chief and mayor of Rochester, has been to introduce Governor Andrew Cuomo at events.
The great governor, the great state of New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Duffy has performed that task to the fullest, often bestowing lavish praise on the governor, as at this event last October to focus on storm preparation.
Leadership does matter, and this man has provided outstanding leadership.
Duffy at one point even called Cuomo the Picasso of politics. In recent months, though, the lieutenant governor, perhaps sensitive to criticism, has toned down the rhetoric. But at the same event last fall, he defended his role as chief cheerleader.
I often get accused of being a cheerleader. Well, I cheerlead out of pride for what this man has done for the state and out of support for what I see him do every single day.
Duffy has also traveled the state to promote the governor's policies. He was in Watertown in January to plug Cuomo's property tax rebate plan and in Elmira in March. He also speaks at events that the governor either could not or did not want to attend, including the annual meeting of county leaders and the inauguration of the new mayor of Albany and the police officers' memorial, where 20 officers who died in the line of duty were honored.
This is a loss that really has permeated many, many different areas of life for everyone here and all your families.
Unlike the governor, though, the lieutenant governor does not have planes or helicopters at his disposal, and Duffy makes the trips by car. The Rochester Democrat and Chronicle has reported that the long rides aggravated Duffy's bad back, and he spent much of his time on those trips in pain. That could be one of the reasons that the lieutenant governor in 2013 applied for a new job as head of a Rochester business group. Rochester Business Alliance President Sandy Parker said she would be retiring at the end of the year. The news that Duffy was seeking the job came a few months after he purchased a home in the Finger Lakes directly from Parker without using a realtor. The two have said the occurrences are not related. The speculation about the real estate deal and the lieutenant governor's political future led to a rare, testy exchange with reporters at the state fair in Syracuse last summer, where Duffy was once again filling in for Cuomo. Duffy denied that the sale of the $500,000 property was a sweetheart deal.
I in no way have any qualms whatsoever about something that my wife and I did that was totally above board, totally ethical, done in public view. The one thing I did not do, I did not hold a press conference to announce, nor should I ever think I would have to.
Unlike previous lieutenant governors, Duffy seldom grants interviews or speaks beyond prepared remarks. He did eventually withdraw his name from consideration for the Business Alliance job, but Parker has now decided to stay until the end of 2014, leaving a job opening in January of 2015. It's likely that Duffy will no longer be lieutenant governor by then. Now, when he attends public events in lieu of Governor Cuomo, Duffy's pressed by reporters questioning whether he will be on the ticket this November. In Rochester a few days ago, he did not rule it out, but he most certainly did not rule it in.
Once we make the announcement, I'm happy to answer any questions and happy to talk about it, but I don't want to get out in front of the governor.
Governor Cuomo, following Duffy's flirtation with the Business Association job last fall, was quick to heap his own praise on the man he chose as a running mate in 2010 and to credit Duffy for his frequent statewide travels.
He is the hardest working and most effective member of my administration. You've seen him all over the state. Nobody works like the lieutenant governor.
But lately, Cuomo has said nothing about Duffy or his political future, saying he prefers to focus on governing until the political season officially begins. But with the state party nominating conventions beginning in a few days, there's likely to be some kind of an announcement soon. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.